Okay, so last time we were talking about the union of Gemul, and like he over here in the back, he has Likutim from the Adi Bamorim, which is a little bit of a deeper version of it. Like I've told you before many times, the Ramchal's godless is he can speak on many different levels and get the same message, which helps you in seeing it at different strata. So Amud Pei Zayin, Schar Neshamis Yelo Netzach. So we spoke about it last time, the musig of why Nitzchias is a very important ingredient, because that tells me that it's a Metzias Amitis and Kayemis. Bechlal, the Maral says in many places, he speaks about this, he says that something which is not its real Metzias doesn't last. He speaks about why it says in the Mishnah that Noiladim are going to be mace, and the people that are going to be Omed L'tchia will live forever. So he says Pshat in the Mishnah, it's because we're Noiladim. Our Metzias is not Be'etzim part of the world. We came into the world. So Be'mele that Metzias is not Nitzchias. The Metzias of Adam HaRishon could have been Nitzchias because he's an Etzim part of the Bria. He messed it up. But our Metzias as a Neulad can't be that way. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mechayos as somebody that got Chiyus, that could be Lanetzach. So the Schar Neshamis Lanetzach means that that's something which is a real Metzias Kayemes. Now he says, Ve'ein inyanoi ela hasoga chadosha sheyasigu. Ve'ein soif la hasoga sheyasigu hasig, kein soif la shneimus hamisgala. So the Rachel says a tremendous amount over here, and let's digest it a little bit. He says ein inyan la soga chadosha sheyasigu. The world itself, anything that is doimim, anything that's not chai, is constant. In other words, a stone stays the way it is, and stays the way it is, and stays the way it is. The chiyus of a plant is different. A plant develops, but it's fixed in a certain way. A bal chai moves. In everything that's living, if there is no hischatshus, there's no life. A stone that nothing new happens remains. If I tell you this stone has been standing here and nothing transpired the last 1,000 years, it means that the stone is like the same way it is. If it rained, if it snowed, if some things are kicked around, it would have changed. A chai, the minute a chai stops being mechadish chius, he's not a chai anymore. You can't, if you're not pumping each minute blood anew, you are not a chai. Then basically, in a certain sense, you are what you are, which makes you a doimim. In the world, in a panemistic world, a person whose darga stays as it is, so he be'etzim is not called a chai anymore, because he's he is what he is. And therefore, if we're going to look for something in Olam Haba that we can call it Chayim Nitzchiyim, it requires Hischatshus. Now, what is that Hischatshus? There's nothing physical. And Neshamas, I don't have any physiological structures that needs to keep it going. So, Hasaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing that we can even describe as in Olam Haba is a hasaga, is sichlius, havana sichlius, something in that area. That's the only type of activity we can describe that is meaningful to us. It says that the tzaddikim ayeshev v'atur esem birashehen means on their head. In other words, it's an experience of das. and the das has to be mischadish. If there's no chiddush, then there's not going to be any type of, we can't call the existence chiyus. So it's a constant aliyah of das and tfisa and hasaga. When are we going to run out? Well, being that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, that means that the his chachus in tfisa in Kadosh Baruch Hu is also Ein Sof. And the middle of the answer is it's not going to run out. So the schar of the neshamis, the chayim la'ad, the yom shekula aruch is hasoge chadosha sheyasigu. Ve'insoif la'soge sheshon lahasig. This, by the way, is one of the reasons why chidushei Torah is such an important inyan. Why chidushei Torah has in itself so much chvivas, because in Torah itself, the chiyus of Torah of Yub v'necha kachadoshim and so on is dafka in the chiddush shabai. Now, some people are creative and they can make up chiddushim all the time. Some people can't. So the Reb Chaim Volozhin says, that whenever you go over something another time and it becomes more clear to you, that is chiddush. Chiddush doesn't have to be something that you can walk around and tell people knakere ketorah. Every new hasoga and tfisa of yours, understanding it better than you did yesterday, is chiddush. And this is, you know, that's the teichen of chiddush in chachma, is where you understand it better. I would say when a person says a shtickle Torah, a chiddush. So if it's so such a chiddush that the Rambam didn't think of it, if you try and say Pshat Rambam, the Rambam didn't think of it, obviously it's wrong. If it's not Pshat in the Gemara, if Rav Ashi didn't have that in mind, it's not Torah Semes. So every chiddush Torah is something that was there before, but it wasn't clear until you clarified it. So Mali, if nobody else heard it, or I just didn't have it so clear. But the point is, a neviyah of chachma is a. I was once thinking, apropos to this nekuda of chiyus, the zman that for us is hischatshus is the chodesh. A chodesh has in itself an element of hischatshus, as opposed to the sun, which is hischyashnus and so on. You know, the dvar marukim and so on. So it's interesting that we have a bakasha yiratzen that we ask for chayim of this and chayim of this and chayim of this chayim of this. It's meant to rav zetfilah, but we ask it as a Rosh Chodesh, because that's a time when you have a new chiyus and all these things. I mean, it's hard to dash, and the Sachakel de Bakosh is probably 200 years old, not more than that. They didn't say it in Berachas HaChodesh till very recently. I mean, the first edition of Siddur Shloim doesn't have it. It's Ramish late, but I mean, but Tachlis, I know there's a Hagosh in it that Chodesh is a Zman where you ask for new Chiyus or something, because that's Shayach to Chiddush. Well, certainly Schar Neshama is new Asoga, new Tfisa, and constantly new tefisa. V'sheyelech ke'ein soif l'shemus ha'mezgalet. There's not going to be any soif to it. V'hu sheyelech v'yezgalet tomid b'chol ha'nitzchiyus chiddush achar chiddush l'nivroim. V'zeh kol ha'tainuk. This is also very fascinating, Nekuda. There's a saying of the old chachamim that tainuk t'midi eino tainuk. A pleasure that is consistent stops being a pleasure. Lemoshel, this is lo aleinu why drugs and other things like that, addictions, are a problem, because what happens is you need a certain level of X gives you a high, but the high is not be'etzem a feeling of good mitzad the level. It's because it's higher than it was before. So now at a certain point, that no longer satisfies, because it's that's become the new steady. So you have to up it and up it and up it. There is no way you can ever have a consistent high without pumping it higher and higher until Rahman Atzlan you die. But the Tainug requires a constant pumping up. And that's why, I mean, that's, by the way, the side of Chazal, when they say, Mar Ivoi Maspia, Maspia Mar Ivoi, because there is never, ever a level of which, this is what I want. I mean, look at Taiva Sachila, for instance. Person is hungry and there's very good food, then he has tremendous cheshik. Serve that every day, three times a day, and you become very sick and tired of it. And it no longer gives it that tainug. Now you need something else, something new, something different, something better. So a person is much smarter if he levels it out and he's mar ivoy. So then there's it's the same pleasure. The pleasure is not the absolute value of it. The pleasure is the gap between what was until now and now. So the fact that there will be constant new chiddush, the only thing, as long as a person is finite, any hanah that he has to keep jacking up is going to kill him at some place. You know, this person can only tolerate X amount of food, alcohol, etc., and so on. Masha'in came in the Lasad Lovay, in the Olam HaNitzchi, and in Asaga and Tfis and Havana, that betzim goes without gvulus. V'zeh kol ha'tainik. V'zeh kol ha'tova shemat shamat z'esbar shemay meitiv al bruav v'rak lezen evro. So that's the tachlis. When a person is yoynik, is galus chadoshes, that becomes the tainuk of ein keitz, that's the schar neshamas. Okay, that's one point that he says in the Arba Marna that he's quoting him here. The next point is when he speaks about the shleimus. Kol ha-shleimus hu, sheyi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizdabek al b'riyosav, v'oz yuchlo lis'anik boi. V'zeye k'shelo yeshu mafrid, sho asitra achra, b'fgomei avaynes. So, let's take a very, very graphic example. And then we'll imagine a person feels something very soft and it's pleasurable, or cold or whatever it is. And if he has something blocking it, he doesn't have that chibur and he doesn't quite get it. Imagine two people are hearing Dvarim Shel Seichel, Dvarim Shel Oimek. One person gets it, and one person be'erich gets it. So every layer that's between you and the thing that you're connecting to is mimayit from that. So the shleimus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to build in us through mitzvahs, so that we have a tzura of shleimus to be able to misa'anik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something which is which means to be mimayit the pirut. The mafrid, not the pure, the mafrid, which is that's called sitra achra b'fgamei avoynes. Valkein toli kol hashleimus hachesroinei, dehainu oy sheyu anivroim nidbakim b'shoshem oy loy. Avla sheirish atzmoi boynemei mchotosem atifal and so on. So if we're to picture the ra and the toiv, the avoynes are all in us. They're sort of layers around us. And the question is, how much can we miss anig from the shirish if we have, you know, how many obstructions do we have? So chet is never a pagam in the shirish, obviously. It's always a layer between me and the shirish, and that's where it does. It's one of the reasons why the mush, it's called klipa. It's called a klipa for many reasons, but a klipa means it just like if I have heavy gloves on my hands, my ability to sense something delicate is greatly diminished. I don't have that sensitivity and I'm not able to feel all the nuances and so on. So I cover myself with a certain layer between me and the Sheresh, which doesn't allow me to be yoinik what I can. That's what you call timtum alev and timtum machshava. All these lashonos of timtum, arla. Arla is a covering. You know, the aver is covered. That's arla. It's something which doesn't allow me to connect appropriately to the Sheresh and to the Makar, and therefore I don't have what I could have had, what I want to have. Let's see, next one is Schar V'Einish. He says, Tchila HaMachshava Ha'isa She'imotz Adam Bal Bechira She'ibo Schar V'Einish V'Maisov K'dei She'soif Soif Yekabel Men Yisparash Ma'atoy V'Sholom B'Yibosh Esklal Omnom, he says, Kibim She'rotzel Asa Zeh Adam Bechira Zois Hine Kamad Varm Hutzul Takin Lachem Bavor Zeh הנה יצור שהייצר בעולם שיוכל לשלוט באדם, או שפעמים אדם שלא תהיה יצור. So here he says that the Ra is a secondary Bria to Bechira. In other words, the etzem Bria in the world is Adam as a Becher, and then you have the Tzura of and then you have the different elements that are needed. So all of Ra in the world is built. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Tzuras Adam, and then there is Ra as a way to accomplish that which Adam has to accomplish. The world didn't start with Ra and Toiv. The world started with Toiv, Adam, and then Ra, which is, we discussed a little bit, pretty much the same picture. On the next page, of Peches, he has an interesting shtickel. And this is another tzura that he has, an olam haze and olam haba. And let's look at it. But olam haze nivru ha'nafim lefi ashorish. In olam haze, the branches are kefi the shorish. Ula olam haba yischadish ashorz v'nashel ba'nafim. V'usod mishar parash avsechu b'shabes. Let's discuss this a little bit. This is a very, very fascinating relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. Imagine you have a human cell, a fertilized egg. Now, there's genetic material there. And at this point, it's appropriate to say that everything that's in the genetic material, in the genes that's there, is a shoresh, and it's going to give birth, it's going to give rise to all sorts of branches. So from this gene, you're going to get these type of cells, and these type of cells are going to become limbs, and these type of gene will create a nervous system. Nervous system will go into the body, and the direction is the shoresh producing a nafim. That's one mahalach of it. Now, what's fascinating is they now have a whole branch of science that just rose the last few years. It's called epigenetics, and it is an understanding that things that happen to us affect genetic material. So people who've been through traumas and so on, their children have issues, not because of the mother in the womb, whatever it is. There's an actual genetic effect. And it's a feedback mechanism that does things to the genes. It's incredible. It opens up a whole understanding of things in the Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave kahuna for children, malchus of children. It is possible that a person can affect his genes backwards. It as far as we know, it's only like traumatic experiences and things of that nature that somehow switch. From what I understand, Lefi Mute Havanasi, I mean, it's a beginning now. They're just working on it, and it doesn't work on the genes itself. There's another chelik. Genes have different things that either suppress genes or they stimulate them. There's control system which genes are expressed. I think they're called expressors, maybe expressor genes, and then there are suppressors, and they work at what they switch on and off. But echelo yeah, you have a very strange relationship. You have the sheirish gives birth to the anaf, and then the anaf changes and shapes and develops the sheirish. The Nefesh HaChaim, what? Nefesh HaChaim. Yes. Yeah. You read about it also. Are you familiar with this? I'm sorry.
What? No, not today.
Okay, but I mean, it's something which is, read up on it if you have a chance. It's fascinating. It's extraordinary. My mother told me, it's very fascinating, you know, my mother's not a young person at all. She went through the war, and my parents were not married until, I guess, 51, so that's 5 years, 5-6 years after the war. My father got out late, and whatever it is, that's when they got married. And my mother once told me that people who had children right after the war, they were not good, whatever. Now, I always thought it's because simply they were malnourished, you know, their hormonal issues. And I'm a gay face, and I don't know, I can't say that what she presented was exactly a scientific study. But it's fascinating. It's physical things don't. The best try is, you know, when they were first dealing with evolution, Lamarck, that was the first Mahalach to have it, to say that physical changes caused it. So the best try was that Klai Yisrael was making brisen for the last 1,000 years, and Nolad Mohol is the exception, not the rule. But on a more deeper level, it is like that. Nefesh HaChaim says, and this is incredible, and actually this week's parasha, it says Malachei Elokim Olim V'Yordim. It says they go down, and from Shemayim, the pasuk says they go up, and it says they would see Yaakov's Diukno and go up and see the Diukno and so on. What it means on a most pashut level is Malachim Olim V'Yordim. There's hashpahs that come down milamala lamata, that we'd expect is the norm, but then the hashpahs go lamata lamala, and the root gets controlled by the branch. The Nefesh HaChaim speaks about it. He brings the Chazal that Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoi, that Yaakov is like a Chevel, he's a Mekash Olde Lomis, and it goes in both ways. The hashpahs come down, and then it goes up, and it has a rebound effect. It affects the whole world. And that's why when a person does well, we say Tnuah is the Lakim. Person does bad, we Tzuri Lot Chateshi, and so on. So V'le'olam Abayi says Yischadesh Hashoresh Lefi Mashanase Kvar Banofim. L'olam Haba the Shoresh will become nischadish through the anofim. V'usoid mishetorach b'av Shabbos yechol b'Shabbos. Ki af al pi sha'ato hu pegam b'sheirish chet anofim. Af al pi sha'ato hu pegam b'sheirish chet anofim. Shal yuchal ashpia behem. V'tzorach lahasti koichoy. Hine ze koza metzias abchira. Ach b'ischadish advorim hine kefi anofim v'achanosim yachilish ha'sheirish al kein lo yeh pegam klal. You find Lamashal in many different scenarios. A baby by nursing draws milk out of the mother, even though normally it should be the mother giving the milk, and whatever milk there is, that's what the baby gets. That's that. But you see, so the initial hashpah works in Olam Hazeh works from Lamala Lamata. Akash Baruch is mashpia down to us, and as we do what we do, we affect the sheirish and olam haba, we're going to see an olam hafach. We're going to see a world molded by what we put in. There's a chazal about Yaakov Avinu that Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Boirei Lomis Af Tzadikim Boirei Lomis, and the Olamis that we create are those Olamis. Okay. The next piece over here is about Einshim. Again, he took these out at random in the sense, I mean, they sort of are kosher with each piece that we did. Some fit very well, some are extra pieces, but the other one is very kosher chibur. A lot of it is beyond our ability to get into, but at least the piece that he brings are extremely lightning. It says, "Vayishkoid Hashem al hara." It says, "Akadosh Baruch Hu." Vayishkoid means that Akadosh, like the word shakdonis, Akadosh Baruch Hu works hard at bringing out the ra. Vayishkoid, like a shakad, means to work energetically, enthusiastically, like a shakden. Vahu soid. And he says, "Betzim, there's a pasuk kasha sas Hashem aleichem lahetiv, ken yos Hashem aleichem lechulu." That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is happy to lunch. What does that mean? Vizeh ki afilu shanoshim bon yisrael de sitra achra, ach b'shroshim Hakadosh Baruch Hu roitze sheyitzu min akdusha, kedei shelo yimos yisrael sitra achas v'shalom. Vizeh mamash yisrael Hashem alaro. So Ramchal says here extraordinary point. Let's give an example. A street is a dangerous place, and a kid has a strong wandering into the street. It's a terrible sakana, and who knows what could happen. If I see my kid walking to the street, I'll give him a very big patch, and I will want to be the one to hurt him instead of the car hurting him. The diseases are a terrible thing. I can stick my kid with a needle and prevent a disease. So, Kodim Moshe Rabbanim. So I want to be the one to hurt him and not for him to get sick. In other words, the hurt and the pain and the suffering is a necessity. And that's part of the Bria of built in, that everything we do has consequences and we face those consequences. Even forget about the more painful, less painful. The question is it coming mitzad the kedusha or mitzad ra? Let me give one more example. This example will be a little closer to home. I don't know if it's still today the case, but when a woman gives birth, a lot of times they will cut the birth canal. They'll make cuts. And the reason is because there's a lot of stresses and strains. And many times there are tears in the birth canal, and that's not good. When you cut it with a knife, you're in control of where you make the lines. It's a controlled break, and you do it in a way that it's easy to heal and doesn't scar and doesn't mess up other things. There are buildings that I've seen them. They redid a big building near here, where what they did was they cut every few feet. They cut into the brick from top to bottom. And I asked the guy, "What's the pshat?" He said, The way the building is, there's a lot of stresses on it. If you let it stay this way, there'll be breaks, but you don't know where the breaks will be, because it's just wherever there happens to be more stress and strain, which makes it much more dangerous, much more difficult to repair. When we insert the lines of where the stresses and strains will be, we have control over it. There's a consequence to what a person does, and it requires a certain level of Yisurin to be Matara person. If Shulton of Ra does it, then it's a consequence. And it can land anywhere, anytime, and so on. If it comes through Kedusha, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it in a way, in a direction that it allows us to recover and to do well and so on and so forth. So we have over here the Vayishkar Hashem al Ra is a type of it's a type of einish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather give us the einish and it come from Kedusha, so that even though it's painful, maybe not less painful, but it's painful in a way that doesn't destroy us, as opposed to einshim coming from Ra, which has no control and leads to Harris and so on. And the next one, Vav. He speaks about, this is a child getting einshim. Afal Pi says, She'ena ben bar einshim, miyasa se b'shevet Musa. So I don't know over here, he's talking about he's talking about a Kaddish Baruch, obviously, and he says that even though a ben is not a bar inshin, but miyasa is a b'shevet Musa, kihine kosov ivelis k'shur b'leiv na shevet Musa yachikena, that if a child has some foolishness stuck in his heart, strong discipline will distance him from it. So it's not clear over here, like, what's the difference? Like, you know, at the end of the day, both of them are there for, the punishment of a person to do good for him, to keep him away from Averis, to bring him to tshuva and so on. So how exactly do you explain the difference in the two types of? So I think the pshat's like this. Let's give a mashal. There's a musig in kashrus kibliyosik achpoltosai that to get something out of the walls of a kli, you need to have the same level of heat that was invested in putting it in. So kibbalosa kach paltosa is true on physical things. It's true on people themselves. If I enjoyed something, and I became hooked on it, I need a sort of equivalent amount of despising it and suffering from it to draw it out. My body is built to respond positively to pleasures and negatively to pain. So if I have a lot more pleasure than I have, so for instance, let's say I steal money and I'm able to do a lot of nice things with stealing the money. I'm able to buy nice things, and occasionally I get caught and I get a patch. So I say, okay, you know, I have a machashev schar mitzvah k'negdav seidon and so on, and maybe it's worth it. A person eats something that's very good and he gets a stomach ache. Says, okay, you know, it's l'masir's nefesh. So in order for a person to lose his taste for avera, you need to have something that has an equivalent amount of suffering, I guess. To keep a child away from something, it's more like a patch. If you haven't been toyim that, and the Gemara, the Mishnah's mechalik between someone who was toyim tam issa and not. So if you weren't toyim tam issa, which we're assuming a child in a certain way, since he's not a bach yuv, it's not a real tam issa, so a small amount of I guess preventive pain will do the trick. So that's called the Shevet Musa. It's not a matzev where a person is already a fakayf de baltaiva, and you need to have that same level of pain or suffering to take it out. So I think that's the pshat over here in the difference between the two. So it's interesting. So he does say you have a mocker here in Ramchal that a child at a certain age can suffer something, but that's more to keep him away rather than to get of an einish. I was once, it's very interesting how kids perceive some things. There was, we had many years ago in Israel, this is going back when we still lived there, so it's well over 20 years. We had acquaintances who, lo leino, their child stepped into a highway in Har Nof, into the road over there, and it was run over by a car, by a tender. So my nephews who lived in Har Nof, they came home, and the way they told the story was, they said there was a Beer Ingale who disobeyed and went into the road, and onto the road, and a car came and gave him a smack as a punishment for stepping into the road. The idea that was the etzem metzias, and the patch for stepping the road is a prevent, didn't they were too young to hear that. But it's interesting the way they described it, just thinking the way he says it over here. So Kaponim, Ramchal says there is something for a child that counts, that he calls a Shevet Musa. And my assumption is that it's a getter of sort of a warning to step away. It's a person who's an adult can also get it. You sometimes you have all sorts of mices of tzaddikim and gdolim. I don't know. I've seen recently about the Altan of Arik was he was missing some. He didn't have some money. It was whatever it was, and he said to himself, "I must have done some. I must be doing something wrong," and he immediately connected it to what he felt was he took money shloka sure from the yeshiva, whatever, some cheshmer of his. But akapanim, my sense is those type of events are an azhara. They're sort of Akash Baruch Hu is keeping you away from doing something wrong. I don't think it's understood as an einish as much as asra. Okay, any questions? Okay, so today is Wednesday. Next week, besides Achanis Merubis for Thanksgivings, I'm going to be, I have a chas in New York, they have to be, so I'm not going to be available next week, but as I show in 2 weeks from now. Okay, Beseda.